By the way, whatever happened to the World War I flying ace?
Oh, he's probably getting ready to take off in his Sopwith Camel on the next dawn patrol. His mission is to find the Red Baron and shoot him down. Here's World War I flying ace climbing into the cockpit of his Sopwith Camel. Contact, he shouts.
Look at him as he zooms through the sky, while anti-aircraft shells burst all around him. Suddenly, he spots the enemy plane he's looking for. It's the Red Baron! Before Smoopy can turn his plane to attack, the Red Baron swoops down upon him and riddles his plane with bullets. Smoke pours out as Smoopy fights to control his plane. With amazing skill, he glides his badly damaged Sopwith Camel to Earth and leaps out before the enemy can find him.
Here's the World War I flying ace, imagining he's down behind enemy lines, making his way across the French countryside.
What blockhead sitting in a pumpkin patch in the middle of the night? Has the great pumpkin been by?
You've missed trick or treat, and now you're going to miss the Halloween party.
What a way to spend Halloween. You think you're so smart. Just wait until the great pumpkin comes. He'll be here. You can bet on that. Linus knows what he's talking about. Linus knows what he's doing. All right, where is he?
He'll be here.
I hope so. I have my reputation to think of, you know. And just think of all the fun we're missing.
Just look. Nothing but sincerity as far as the eye can see.
Charlie Brown, you'll have to model for us.
Me? Want me to model?
Sure, Charlie Brown, you'll be the perfect model.
Turn him around.
If we shape the eyes like this, and the nose like this, and the mouth like this.
Yes, that's the way. Thank you, Charlie Brown. You were a perfect model.
What was I modeling for, Lucy?
We needed the back of your nice round head as a pattern for the jack-o'-lantern we're going to make. All right. Let's bob for apples. This is the way to do it.
Yeah, Lucy, you should be good at this. You have the perfect mouth for it.
Not funny, Schroeder. Now let me demonstrate how it's done. First, you bend down over the tub full of apples. Then close your eyes. What? Snoopy?
Blah!
My lip touched dog lip!
Blah!
Poison! Dog lip!
Blah!
Get outside, you stupid beagle!
Me, I'd be waiting in a pumpkin patch on Halloween night. I'd have said they were crazy.
Just think, Sally, when the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, we'll be here to see him. What's that? What's that? I hear the great pumpkin.
There he is! There he is! It's the great pumpkin! He's rising up out of the pumpkin patch!
What happened? Did I faint? What did he leave us? Did he leave us any toys?
You blockhead! You kept me up all night waiting for the great pumpkin! And all that came was a beagle! I was robbed! I spent the whole night waiting for the great pumpkin when I could have been out for tricks or treats! Halloween is over and I've missed it! I didn't get a chance to go out for tricks or treats! And it was all your fault! Also! What a fool I was! I could have had candy, apples, and gum, and cookies, and money, and all sorts of things! But no! I had to listen to you, you blockhead! What a fool I was! Trick-or-treats come only once a year, and I miss it by sitting in a pumpkin patch with a blockhead! You owe me restitution!
You heard about fury in a woman scorned, haven't you?
Yes, I guess I have.
Well, that's nothing compared to the fury of a woman who has been cheated out of tricks or treats. Hey, aren't you going to wait and greet the great pumpkin, huh? It won't be long now. If the great pumpkin comes, I'll still put in a good word for you. Good grief, I said if. I meant when he comes. I'm doomed. One little slip like that can cause the great pumpkin to pass you by. Oh, great pumpkin, where are you?
Good grief, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Where is that stupid brother of mine? He must still be out in the pumpkin patch waiting for the great pumpkin. There you are, sleeping in a pumpkin patch in the freezing cold. Come on, Linus, let's go home. Every year you miss all the fun by waiting for the great pumpkin, and he never comes. When will you ever learn? Let's get your shoes off. Good night, Linus.
Well, another Halloween has come and gone.
Yes, Charlie Brown.
I don't understand it. I went trick-or-treating and all I got was a bag full of rocks. I suppose you spend all night in the pumpkin patch. And the great pumpkin never showed up?
Nope.
Well, don't take it too hard, Linus. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, too.
Stupid? What do you mean, stupid? Just wait till next year, Charlie Brown. You'll see. Next year at this same time, I'll find a pumpkin patch that is real sincere. And I'll sit in that pumpkin patch until the great pumpkin appears. He'll rise out of that pumpkin patch and he'll fly through the air with his bag of toys. The great pumpkin will appear, and I'll be waiting for him. I'll be there. I'll be sitting there in that pumpkin patch, and I'll see the great pumpkin.
Good grief.